Good morning, it's 8:25. I'll call this meeting to order with Trish, David, Kirby, Lisa,
Daniel,
and Jennifer here present. I'm running a little slow this morning, so please have patience with me. We have agenda before. I'll do the opening this morning. Give myself some time to catch up and ground myself here. Dawanaga Jokwa, Asurhunsiose, Jinateondu, Ganahiladungsla. Agwego, Skaji, Adwahwe Nuni, and Guatnigola, Daitinawe Ladu, Nain Yunkinuha, Ohanjage, G Sego, Yanaliwan, Dieto Hadi Datu, and Duhakin Guatnigo. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain o negano sogu ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain o negli suha ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain kahyondis awahid ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain oyunkwa un ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain onunkwa tohugu ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain asanate gunahndele ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain golunda suha ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain gundilia suha ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain gunchokwa ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain ojita suha ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain oela suha ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain ladisa gayundese ji sego lonadliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain yoji stokwalu ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain yodahalo sukwa jiha ji sego yunkinigula daida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain yukisota hwe nidale ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain gaye ni ungwedage ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain skanadalio ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwahnigula daitinoe ladu nain sunkwai disu ji sego inaliwan jero harida tunduha king guahnigo. Dani.
All right, next up, we have the adoption of the agenda. So looking for a motion to adopt the agenda with one addition. Lisa?
Yep. Mr. Chairman, at the Wednesday, October 11th BC meeting, we deferred item 2017 CRPT-0201 to this meeting, so I'm going to ask that that be included on this agenda in executive session as unfinished business. There's no other request to provide additions or deletions, so that with that one change, I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Is there support?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up on our agenda, we have the General Tribal Council packet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
asking that pages 59 through 106, those are the supplemental materials. They're the similar supplemental materials that similar to the supplemental materials that were submitted for the Brad Graham, actually be placed on the website and not included in the packet. That's pages 59 through 106. That's the Francis Scanador legal opinion, the 2008 legal opinion, the charts that are on the 11 by 17 paper, and one other item.
Can I ask you what the reason for that request would be?
Because that's how they're framed in the memo, that these are materials that are placed on the website. So if you look at, well, no, I didn't get to it.
I think it's on the agenda page.
It is listed on the agenda page, but in the legal opinion, it refers to these items as being attached, as being requested to be placed on the website. So, for example, thank you. If you look at page 54 in the footnote, only because I knew that this was a lot of materials that was both in my legal opinions as well as the additions, I thought placing them on the tribal members only website, because I do summarize them within the document, within the legal opinion itself. This is just more specific information that if they wanted to do the additional, they could go to that website and look at that. And if they wanted to do more than that, they could go from the chart to the judiciary's website and the reporter and look at the actual opinions.
Page 59 to what?
Pages 59 through 106. If you felt that including the prior legal opinions in the materials was important, I would request that the chart itself be placed on the tribe's website, only because it is huge, and it's difficult to read when printed on regular paper. And so on the website, they would have the opportunity to make parts and pieces of it larger. If you're going to include this supplemental material in the book, then I would turn around and request that you also include the Brad Graham supplemental material in the book.
But that's what we're asking to be. That's what he asked to be submitted.
No, I mean the supplemental materials that I submitted with the Brad Graham opinion. So I've submitted two sets of supplemental documents that go with the legal opinions. Mm-hmm. Okay, pages 59 through 106 in your materials today. Are the materials that I submitted along with the legal opinion that provide, it's just additional backup information. It's the stuff that I was citing, but it's also explained in the materials. So it doesn't need to be included with the book. I request that they be placed on the website. The same for the Brad Graham legal opinion. I have additional materials that are fully discussed in the legal opinion. But if they wanted to actually see the documents I was referring to, because they're not easily obtained, I ask that they be placed on the website. So that's what pages 59 through 106 refer to.
Okay.
Not Mr. Graham's.
Okay, because some of that, because that was some of it was duplicative too for his stuff.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate the request. I'm not inclined to not include it at this point, simply because We know for a fact people don't go fishing.
This is true.
And so for me, because of the importance of the topic and the fact that we have to tell them in a very good way that they can't take action on the petition other than to amend the election law, I believe it's necessary for us to have the packet in front of us to be able to say, if you look at this legal opinion on this page, it says this. If you look at this material on this page, it says this. There's no reason for them to say we didn't get it. And there's no reason for them to say at that point that they didn't have a chance to review it on the website. So because of the nature of the material that we have before them, I appreciate what you're asking for. I'm just not going to be able to support it at this time.
David?
I agree. Whatever they turned in, I wanted it in the packet so that they have no reason to have a recourse for anything.
This is, just for clarification, this is what Joanne submitted in the packet, not Brad's.
Yeah,
submitted.
But I thought she had said that she didn't want Brad stuff in here.
No. Okay. Let me step back.
It's early.
Yes. In your materials on pages 59 mm-hmm. through 106 are materials that I've asked the Secretary's office mm-hmm. to be placed on the website because they add depth mm-hmm. to what I've referred to in the legal opinion. For the Graham petition, my legal opinion also has additional materials that I've asked to be placed on the website because they add depth to what I've presented. I'm not referring to all the things that Mr. Graham has submitted as the petitioner's additional responses. So my request is either include them all or don't include any of them for either one of the legal opinions, because there are also additional materials for the Brad Graham legal opinion. If you're going to include them, I don't know how to address the large spreadsheets that are on pages 104 through 106, because they are huge. Printing them on 8.5 by 11 paper will make them unreadable.
Right, and I think for at least my suggestion would be is to make it very clear that the spreadsheets can be found in the GTC portal as well. We can put it there. I still think we should do that. I think it's a good recommendation, and we should drive people there so that they can see it. I just don't think that we should take it out of the packet at this point, because we need to make sure that we've said in every way, shape, or form from a communication perspective, here's what it is, and here's where you can go find it if you can't. If this is too small for you, go find it here.
Okay. At which point, let me, Lisa, why don't I let her go ahead while I pull up my additional materials for the Graham opinion.
Okay, Lisa, you got 3 minutes.
Go.
Just my question is how many pages the Brad Graham additional information for the legal opinion is. We may need to shuffle around the packet and make the main packet smaller, and then all the supplemental materials be in a separate packet, like supplemental packet for Linda, legal opinion, supplemental for Brad Graham, legal opinion, supplemental material that Brad submitted on his own behalf, like depending on the number of pages.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be come right after.
Yep, kind of like what we do with the annual and semi-annual. We can put the main packet together. It's already in two packets? Okay.
I don't know why I cannot find the materials.
David, do you have a question? Last in hand, pop over.
I would agree with putting all of it in the packet so we have it. Is there a way we can put it on the big screen at the meeting?
Yeah, we can.
That big chart that she's asking about?
It's the spreadsheet, yeah, and we can definitely have it prepared to go up. I mean, that's not a...
14 pages?
I agree.
The Graham stuff?
I concur.
What
is
it? Did they fix it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Please.
What page is
that? I cannot find it.
This is on 104.
At the time. So apparently there are 14 additional pages for the legal opinion regarding Brad Graham. That also consists of some spreadsheets. So I tried to take everything and consolidate it for note-taking, sort of like a high-level overview, rather than include the 500 pages of documents that I reviewed. So. Don't know, it might be helpful. See what it looks like. So for the Brad Graham, there might be some duplication. One of them is the legal opinion regarding scheduling general tribal council meetings. It is some larger photos from what you've seen, as well as some spreadsheets and the standard operating procedures of records management, and I believe the election board. So you'll see the ballot is a little captured photo inside the legal opinion. I've got the full redacted ballot in the supplemental materials. I've got a larger review of both the invoicing that has occurred over the years, as well as the kind of arguments that were presented in their complaints. If you would. So for the Brad Graham materials, you could delete the larger photos of the of the Sharpie marker, the ballot box, and the cards to reduce some space. But it is a photo of the ballot, the records management standard operating procedures for how they manage the box. It's a list, a chart that lists the invoices to Diebold, Premier Election Services, and then Election Systems and Services, all one company through its three different names from 2007 to the present, and then a chart that summarizes the challenges in their complaints filed with the judiciary.
I don't know why, but I don't see it in here.
See it in the
materials on page 125?
That's my point. It's not in there. You've included my additional materials for the first legal opinion.
Oh, what you're saying.
You didn't
include
it for the second legal opinion.
Gosh, let us keep up with you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, I got it. I gotcha.
Okay.
When we approved it the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So it would be reorganized so that you would have all of the materials in one and all of the additional materials in another one?
So the supplemental materials from legal are the same for both Linda Dallas and Brad Graham?
No, they're not.
They're not. Okay. Okay. So according to page numbers or page length,
so it's 225 pages now. You'd be adding in 200 and so it'd be 239 minus the three pages for the photographs. So it's 236 pages total divided by two.
So you, that can be added definitely to the.
Did you indicate we could take the ballot out of there too?
You could take the ballot out if you don't find
you have
that
the pic-
it adds any additional
yeah.
information.
Could you have the picture of the ballot in the legal opinion as well?
In the legal opinion,
okay.
Yes.
We would still be under the page number requirement, Heather?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then on the charts, adding a note on those charts that says these are available on the tribe's members-only website if you to view it larger.
With the web link.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And then I just noticed one sentence in your presentation that didn't make any sense. I already talked to Lisa Liggins about that.
Okay. I did have one more question about the agenda itself. Since we know that there is no opportunity for them to take action on the actual election portion of it, I wanted to know on the agenda if it was necessary for us to note that on the action item on the agenda, or should we?
Well, there is an action that they could take. They could direct the business committee to take the comments made during the meeting, as well as those identified in the legal opinion, and develop amendments to the election law to be brought forward to the Joan Tribal Council. So there is one action that they can take.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Should we note that on the agenda itself as part of the notice? Like action, and then putting it in parentheses like election law amendments only or something, so that there's, because quite frankly, our recommendations at the back of the packet. It's the last thing, and they're not. And if they don't read the entire thing, they're not going to know that the only thing they can do, because I don't know how many people understand the legal opinions. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I want to make sure that we are just properly providing, I guess, the heads up that you can take action, but it's only going to be able to do it on this particular thing. These other parts of petition are not going to be, they're constitutionally invalid.
Mm-hmm. It is something that you could, put that recommended motion in your agenda if you wanted to, for both of them. It's not something you've generally done, is noticed limitations within the agenda document.
Right.
So I would be hesitant.
That's one of the conversations we didn't get to yet about noticing. Hmm? We just haven't gotten to that conversation yet about how to redo the agendas to make sure there's a good understanding of what can be done and what can't be done.
It is possible that in your materials, if you look at page 42 of your packet, the secretary puts a certification page in there. You could add that onto the certification page as a note. Please note in the legal review, it identifies there's a limitation.
Oh, very good, Lisa Liggins.
So you could add that into that memo, and that would start to bring it forward.
All right. I would be happy with that note. And that's something that we could start doing internally for all of them.
Yeah. And you would do that on both the Dallas and the Grant petition certifications.
Okay. I like that recommendation. That way.
More discussion on the packet?
Heather and Lisa, are you comfortable with our noted changes to the packet?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we can just make a motion to adopt with the noted changes. That's what I want to make sure.
Daniel. Just needed clarification on what we're making a motion on, if we're going to make a motion. We're including all the materials in one packet, two packets?
No, so the mailing will be two packets. They'll be just like we do with the annual or semi-annual. You'll have your main packet with all of the materials in it, and then all of these supplemental materials will be in a separated out, but together in the same mailing. Mm-hmm. But they're just two different.
Two stapled packets.
Yes.
One mailing.
Okay. It just happens to be more cost-effective that way.
Don't
right.
You think?
Instead of
if we were to put it all together, it would cost us more money.
Should be used
to bind it all together than to just have the two staple packets
every
in the
meeting,
same mailer.
It's just right across from our last meeting.
Kirby, you had a question. Okay, just making sure. I'm good with the.
All right, so I guess we're looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the packet with the noted changes.
Is there support?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
All right. Make a motion to go into executive session.
Second. Motion to go into executive session at 8:51 has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, so we're looking for a motion to come out of executive session at 9:54.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to come out of executive session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to enact Article 7, Section C of the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation Charter as discussed today, noting that the chairman will send the correspondence to the affected board members.
Is there support for that motion?
Second.
No discussion, executive sessions. We'll vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
Follow-up motion for the liaisons to the Airport Hotel Board to communicate with them the action taken by the business committee today.
Is there support for the motion?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I also make a motion to post the new vacancy for the Airport Hotel Corporation Board in accordance with the charter.
Second.
Motion has made and seconded. Liggins? Good. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and second to adjourn at 9:56. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.